This mindful skill exercise will help integrate the what skills in mindfulness. In this exercise, you will learn to identify what you have been focusing on, your moment-to-moment stream of awareness. To begin with, find a comfortable place to sit, in a room where you won't be disturbed. Turn off any distracting sounds. Take a few slow, long breaths and relax. Now, close your eyes and focus your attention on how you are feeling. I want you to name the emotion silently to yourself. Use your imagination to envision what your emotion might look like if it had a shape. The image does not have to make sense to anyone but you. Just allow your imagination to give your emotion a form or a shape. Take a minute to do this and keep breathing slow, deep breaths. Now, open your eyes and put your focus on an object in the room where you are sitting. Notice what the object looks like. Notice its shape and color. Imagine what the object might feel like if you could hold it. Imagine what the object might weigh. Describe the object slowly to yourself, being as descriptive as possible, using the what skills. Keep breathing. If you find that your focus begins to drift, simply return to the exercise without criticizing yourself. When you have finished describing the object, close your eyes. Return your focus to your emotion. Think of a sound that might be related to your emotion. The sound can be anything you think describes your emotion. It can be a noise, a song, or whatever. When you are done describing the sound to yourself, think of an action related to your emotion. Again, it can be anything that can further enhance your understanding of your emotion. Keep taking slow, deep breaths. Now, keeping your eyes closed, redirect your attention to your sense of hearing. Notice any sounds that you can hear. Notice sounds you hear coming outside your room, and note to yourself what they are. Now become aware of any sounds you hear coming from inside the room, and note to yourself what they are. Try to notice even small sounds, such as the ticking of a clock, the sound of the wind, or the beating of your heart. If you become distracted by any thoughts, return your focus to your sense of hearing. Keep breathing. When you have finished listening to the sounds you can notice, return your focus to your emotion. Keeping your eyes closed, silently describe the intensity and quality of your emotion to yourself. Again, Feel free to be creative and use comparisons if you need to. Keep taking slow, deep breaths. Once again, redirect your attention. This time, put your focus on your sense of smell. Notice any smells that are in the room, pleasant or otherwise. If you don't notice any smells, just become aware of the flow of air moving into your nostrils as you breathe in through your nose. Try your best to maintain your focus on your sense of smell. If you become distracted by any thoughts, return your focus to your nose. Keep breathing. When you have finished using your sense of smell, once again, return your focus to your emotions. Notice any thoughts you might be having that are related to your emotion. Be as specific about the thought as you can, and make sure your thought is not really another emotion. Keep breathing slow, deep breaths. Now, finally, redirect your focus to your sense of touch. Reach out with one of your hands to touch an object that is within reach. Or if there is no object within reach, touch the chair you are sitting in or touch your leg. Notice what the object feels like. Notice if it is smooth or rough. Notice if it is pliable or rigid. Notice if it is soft or solid. Notice what the sensations feel like on the skin of your fingertips. If your thoughts distract you, return your thoughts to the object you are touching. Keep breathing slow, deep breaths. When you have finished, take 3 to 5 slow, long breaths and return your focus to the room. This exercise is called focus shifting. It is taken from the book, The Dialectical Behavioral Therapy Skills Workbook. The authors of the books are Matthew McKay, Jeffrey Wood, and Jeffrey Brantley. You can find the book online at Amazon.com.